Another day, another dollar.
Welcome to Road Tested Living's Voices from the Road with your host, Tom Captain Kirk. Join us as we talk to drivers and others from the industry about the various issues and stories from the road that affect drivers and help them to have better lives while out on the road.
Welcome, everyone, to another Voices from the Road. I'm your host, Tom Captain Kirk, and today we've got a special guest with us. We have Trey Walker from Pay Plans and Benefits, and he's here to tell us a little bit about what Pay Plan and Benefits does for the trucking industry, specifically regarding health insurance. And Trey will be joining us for some future segments as well to go over the Affordable Care Act and some of the confusion that there is regarding the Affordable Care Act as it relates to truck drivers and the trucking industry, because like all good government programs, it's not as simple as they said it was. So anyway, welcome, Trey. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, Trey, why don't you go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Tom.
Not at all. The joys of doing remote recording like this, sometimes we may walk over each other a little bit, but, you know, bear with us. Anyways, getting back, let's talk a little bit about what Pay Plan and Benefits does and how they work with the trucking industry, and then we'll go on a little bit to what you do and some of the things drivers need to know about the Affordable Care Act.
Okay. So what the company does overall are actually a bunch of different things. It's a full-service payroll company. They do HR consulting. So things like pay-as-you-go workers' comp or employee handbooks, other things that go along with setting up either a large or small business from an HR perspective. They do more traditional group benefits for employers, so group health insurance plans or additional employee benefits plans. But what I do more specifically is work in the transportation industry and help either, you know, individual owner operators or fleets, smaller companies, even up to, you know, the large carriers, get their employees or independent contractors in health insurance plans, private health insurance plans that are subsidized by the government tax credits, as well as, you know, do other individual benefits that a business owner or employee would need.
And some of those benefits, I'm going to assume, might be vision or dental insurance or long and short-term disability?
Yep. Short-term disability is probably the biggest one because since the people I talk to are independent, you know, if they're not working or they're not having an income, so that's probably the, you know, most important protection besides the health insurance that people get. But then we also do life, dental, vision, critical illness, accident plans, basically anything that's not, you know, like a commercial auto insurance or something like that.
All right, that makes sense. So pretty much you guys cover all the personal side and let some of the other companies out there handle, for example, the truck and the freight and related insurance to the physical operation of the truck. You deal more with the personal side to keep the driver themselves rolling rather than the truck.
Exactly, yep. So if it helps to think about, since these are all, you know, it's a company of one or a company of 20 or 25, because of most of the time they're independent contractors, and so it's difficult to get them the same types of group benefits that you would have traditionally being a W-2 employee of a company. So ultimately, we provide those benefits to independent contractors or small businesses or large carriers as well, almost as like a outsourced HR department.
That makes a lot of sense. And you know, another really way to look at it, too, is you also provide a lot of value, because if you do have, let's say, a small trucking company, it can be difficult enough staying up on the trucking-specific regulations, let alone all the stuff that you may now have to keep track of because of the Affordable Health Care Act or various other things. So having a company, whether you decide to try to do it on your own and reach out to somebody like Trey to answer some questions or point you in direction, or contract out to a company like theirs, they can make a lot of that easier. And I think something that's really important to note is a lot of times as drivers, you know, we focus on keeping our trucks running, but we forget that if we're physically not able to run, then we've got some major problems. And I've got some good friends who over the last year or two have had some major personal setbacks because they had all kinds of insurance on themselves, but they didn't necessarily have all the insurance they should have had or in hindsight on their family. And unfortunately, one of the drivers recently lost his trucking business after he lost his wife from cancer due to some of these bills. So that's where having somebody like Trey, who can kind of go over with you, okay, do you have enough health insurance? Do you have enough life insurance? Do you have enough everything? Just not on you, but on your entire family, can be useful. And one of the things I think is important, at least for the basic stuff, Trey, if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. is you don't charge a driver. So, for example, if somebody wants to call and talk to you about the Affordable Care Act and health insurance, you don't charge for that consultation or any services you provide along that line, correct?
I don't know. And that's probably the a huge amount of my business is from referrals. And that's the reason for that is probably that the biggest value I'm adding for people's businesses is helping them navigate the laws surrounding the Affordable Care Act or getting set up in high quality health insurance plans, but taking advantage of the subsidies. The problem that people will run into even if they try to go through the healthcare.gov gauntlet is that essentially, the application is just not really set up for what the situation is for owner-operators. So a lot of times when owner-operators will call in, the person that they get on the other end of the line won't understand how their, adjusted gross income is a lot lower than their gross because of all the expenses that they have that they write off. And really it kind of leaves them in a prime position to take advantage of the subsidies that pay down the cost of their health insurance. But oftentimes the person that they end up speaking with just won't know how to interpret the application, and they'll end up overpaying because they'll base it off their gross. Or there's just a miscommunication between how things work in the transportation industry and their world and the call center rep that they get on the other end of the line.
And that's really something that's kind of important because, where else can you gross $150,000, maybe even $200,000 a year if you're an owner operator and only, after all the taxes are said and done, make, let's say, $25,000, $30,000, if you're lucky, $40,000+, as your adjusted gross income. So it's one of those things where a lot of people just kind of go, huh? They don't understand that. And unless you are in the trucking industry, that's really something that doesn't make sense. Let's go over a couple things that I know that are kind of important. Now, we're recording this actually here in December, and today, no less, is December 15th, which is kind of an important deadline if you're looking at the Affordable Care Act, because if I'm not mistaken, today is the last day that you can apply for ACA insurance and have coverage that takes effect for January 1st, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Although last time I was looking, even just half an hour ago, I was being told that healthcare.gov systems were so overwhelmed by all the applications that deadline's actually passed, and now the applications are getting submitted for the 1st of February.
Okay. So now, also, I think when we were talking a little bit before this call, to make sure, and hopefully I'm not confusing people on this, the next really important deadline to know, I believe, is January 31st, because that's the last day that you can get insurance that basically doesn't make you have a penalty for the 2015 year. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah. The last day of this open enrollment period where people can change plans or sign up for new ones in January 31st. And then there's a couple deadlines in between there. Today, December 15th being one, that's supposed to be the last day for people to submit applications that where their insurance is going to take effect on the 1st of January. And then January 15th would be another deadline where the deadline for people to apply for plans that would take effect on the 1st of February. With the January 31st being the, absolute last deadline to apply for a plan.
And that would be, and I think if you apply between January 15th and January 31st, that would then roll you off to March 1st, if I've got the pattern straight in my head.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
All right. So those are some of the basics there. And I think one last thing I'd like to cover in this segment real quick, before we start a new segment here, we get into some of the more of the details, is a lot of people say, I can't afford health insurance. You know, I'm an owner-operator. You know, I'm being told I'm going to have to pay $1,000 a month or $500 a month just for me, let alone my family. What do you have to say as response to those people?
All my clients get save for a few outliers that are in particular situations. Maybe they own a large business or something like that, or they have other income from other businesses outside of transportation. The 98-99% of my clients are getting the majority of their health insurance premiums paid for by these tax credits. And then in addition to that, they're also having their deductibles, co-pays, co-insurance, and any out-of-pocket costs that would come along with the policy paid down too. So they're getting claims that are better than what exists normally, because the subsidies are paying for them to have lower out-of-pockets than the insurance company would normally offer. Normally they wouldn't have a plan with a $500 deductible or a $0 deductible. Owner-operators definitely can get really great insurance plans for not much money at all. And actually, it works particularly well for them specifically in terms of getting, large amounts of credits to pay for the cost.
Excellent. And we're going to take a break right now and come back here in a few minutes. But one of the things we're going to do is go into a little bit more detail about how some of these subsidies work, but also why it may be important if you're a company driver to check to see if you may qualify for some of these, because in some cases you may be able to get a higher quality insurance than what your employer offers for significantly less. So anyways, we'll be back in a few minutes. Once again, Trey, I do want to thank you for joining us today, and we shall return.
Some folks probably want to know. Thank you very much for joining us in for this episode of Voices from the Road. We've hoped you enjoyed the show. If you'd like to find out more about Road Tested Living, you can visit us on Facebook and Twitter at Road Tested Living without the G, as well as on www.roadtestedliving.com. We'd like to thank Lindsay Lawler for the use of her song, I Drive, for the opening and closing credits, as well as production assistance made possible by Warhorse Media.